Walt Disney World Memories Podcast, memory number 72, a Walt Disney World trip report from 2012, and the Twilight Zone Tower of Terror. Today's memory is made possible by the recurring supporters. These are listeners like you that are helping to ensure that we can continue to produce high-quality family entertainment as we've been doing since 2006. As a thank you for their generosity, these supporters receive gifts from me like ad-free and early access to episodes. If you would like to find out how to join the recurring supporters for as little as $1 a month, visit our website at www.memories.net/support. You can now become a supporter directly through Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and Patreon, as well as many other ways. I hope you can agree that the work we have put into the show is worth it and would consider a small support donation. Again, to find out how you can help, go to www.memories.net/support.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
At Sephora, we know how you love to use makeup, skincare, hair care, and fragrances that work for you, but also how important it is to be in the know about the ingredients that are in them, which is why we created Clean at Sephora. Curated products from brands like Merit, Amika, Summer Fridays, and Fleur that have everything you want, minus certain ingredients you might not. Clean at Sephora is only at Sephora. Shop now at Sephora.com.
Two guys drove to work. Neither guy wore a seatbelt. One guy got a ticket. One guy didn't. The same two guys drove home. One guy wore a seatbelt. One guy didn't. One guy made it home. The guy not wearing his seatbelt didn't. Don't risk it. Click it or ticket. Paid for by NHTSA.
Hello and welcome to Memory 72 of the WDW Memories Podcast. My name is Lou and I'll once again be your host as we take this journey into another Walt Disney World memory. So today is going to be a departure from our normal request and memory show. We're going to do a trip report from last month, you know, in June. This trip was over 4 days, the first three of which were in the evenings before or after my convention meetings let out in Orlando. And the fourth was with the whole family. So I'm going to break this trip report up into three consecutive episodes, which I'll release on three consecutive weeks. That's right, instead of every other week, I'm going to be putting these out on a special weekly schedule. And today will be the first part of this trip report, day one at Disney's Hollywood Studios. Now, for those of you unfamiliar with how I like to do trip reports, listen up. I'm going to be doing a lot of talking, but listen closely in the background to the audio that's playing behind me as I'm trying to intersperse what I'm talking about with little clips of stuff from that at that moment, you know. Then, at the end of that report, I'll include a special memory from that time period to continue sharing, you know, these memories with all of you with each podcast. Don't forget, all of these clips will be in binaural, so headphones on, and let's get to part one of this trip report. So on day one, I went to the Disney Hollywood Studios, and it's Star Wars weekends. I started out by arriving in Orlando around 2 o'clock, got my luggage, took a cab over to the hotel. I'm staying off property at the Hilton Orlando. It's right there by the Orange County Convention Center. So I don't have the benefits of Disney transportation to work with. I had to take a shuttle from the hotel. The shuttles are actually really a pretty good deal. I don't know how they bartered this deal or how they worked this deal already, but they got round trip for about $20. I checked with the cabs and they were $30 almost one way. So to take a shuttle from the hotel and return with it seemed like an economical choice, far better choice than anything I could pretty much come up with. So I went ahead and used that. One quick tip though, if you're using the shuttles, Mears tends to be the one that everybody uses because they've got a deal with Disney, and so they're the ones that actually get in and out for they've already bartered or worked that deal. When you use them, my hotel for some reason could only seem to book windows during park hours or just shortly after. They actually, Mears has return times, because you have to buy for a window to return by. They don't constantly have vans or shuttles coming back and forth to your hotel. You have to buy, you book your window, and on your return window, they actually have return windows up to almost 2 hours after. So oftentimes, when you get the little slip, there's a phone number to call to confirm your reservation or something like that. So once you've made your purchase, I went ahead and called that number, and I could adjust where I was going to and be picked up from. So if you want to park hop to somewhere else and be picked up there later that evening, and even get picked up even later in the evening, that'll work out. You can work that with them. And I didn't know that for the first couple days, so you'll hear me working my way around to try and get more time in the parks. This is a perfect example. I started out by going to the Magic Kingdom on day one. I know I wanted to go to the studios, and I wanted to stay to see Fantasmic at the end of the night, which they had two showings, the second one being a half hour after the park closed. And the only way I could figure, just by looking at the schedule, was to return to the Magic Kingdom and get a shuttle, 2 hours later, because they closed at midnight and Hollywood Studios closed at 10 and fireworks and Fantasmic was at 10:30. So I was going to return from the Magic Kingdom. So I had to go to the Magic Kingdom in my mind. That was the only way they could work it. Again, you can switch that later if you call Mears directly. So I took the shuttle to the Magic Kingdom. And as soon as I got off the shuttle, the bus was right there to go to the Hollywood Studios. So it was an easy hop right over, got to the studios, and I was there by 4 o'clock without any problems.
Welcome to Disney's Hollywood Studios. Return service to your resort hotel is available at this station. Be sure to ask your driver for the exact location. Motor coaches depart approximately every 20 minutes. Ladies and gentlemen, please collect your belongings. Watch your head and step as you disembark. Take small children by the hand and follow the walkway to the main entrance. As you approach the entrance, please keep your party together and have your tickets ready. Thanks for riding with us and have a picture-perfect day here at Disney's Hollywood Studios.
I got my... This whole trip, I'm going to be using the Lines app by Touring Plans. I actually was just trying to play with it to kind of see how it would work for me. And I actually liked it. I liked some of the ideas that it came up with. And the only problem I had was sticking strictly to it. There were times I just felt like, I really want to go do this attraction. So oftentimes I'd deviate from it and then hit a button and say, all right, now tell me of my remaining attractions that I wanted to go see, what would be my next best choice? And that's how I actually used Lines, and I think it worked great that way, because I could just go in ahead of time, click about 6 or 7 or 10 rides that I knew I wanted to hit, and then I could update my touring plan based on that. So anyways, the first thing it said to do was go over and get a fast pass for Twilight Zone Tower of Terror. And then from there, I quickly turned around, ran back up Sunset, and headed over to Star Tours. This is the audio that we heard in Memory 70, and if you haven't heard that one, go back, listen to it. I really enjoyed that attraction. I think they did a phenomenal job on that upgrade. After Star Tours, I was really hungry. I haven't really eaten lunch yet. It's now about 5 o'clock in the evening, and it's getting to dinner time. And one of my favorite places to eat is the Sci-Fi Dine-In Theater, just for the theming. I know the food's not the greatest, but that theming, there's like no other place like it in the parks. So I went there, and unfortunately, being a walk-up, they couldn't fit me in. They said, you know, check back in about 20 minutes. We might be able to get you in. So I said, all right. Well, the next thing on my list was Muppet Vision 3D. It's right around the corner. I'll run over there and go see that. Saw the show. Great as always. There were a couple little glitches here and there. Some things just didn't look quite right. But other than that, the show really was, you know, the same show as it always is. Checked back in at Sci-Fi again just to see how they were doing, and it was worse. The line was now out the door. I stood around for a little bit just to even get in to talk to somebody. When I got in, they kind of said, maybe come back after we cool down, you know, like at 8:30. So I was thinking to myself, okay, that's just a little too late. But I want to keep going. So the next thing on my list is Walt Disney's One Man Dream. I haven't seen the movie in this attraction. I've spent time in there looking at the different displays, and so I decided to go over there and do that. I walked through the displays, checked real quick to see what time the next movie was, and I had like 15 minutes. So I wandered around, took pictures, and of course, I don't know if you've been there recently. They've got an entire, I can't even guess how big, like 40 by 20 foot space of the new Fantasyland. It's a model of everything. That's going to be awesome, is all I can say. That's just going to be amazing. I haven't seen that up close, and I took some shots of it. I'm hoping that they'll come out. I haven't edited them all down. I've got so many pictures to still go through and stuff of that I've taken, and I think it's just going to be awesome. I can't wait to see the final product on that. Finally, my turn came up and for the movie, and I went in, sat down, watched the movie. Oh, it's a good movie. It's a good documentary. I thought it was very well put together. The only thing I did notice is there was some audio problems. It sounded like the sound was just a little distorted or something. It just didn't quite sound as good. Maybe it just needs a tune-up or something. But other than that, it was a really good show. Really good movie. I got out of there and decided, okay, I've really got to get something to eat. So let me go to my second favorite place to eat in the studios, the Hollywood Brown Derby. If you haven't been there, go. I know it feels like you're going to a fancier place, and oftentimes because of that, most people don't go there. And prices aren't too much different. You can do just about as good there as far as pricing, maybe a little bit more, but the food there is also still very good. And of course, my favorite thing to get there is the Cobb salad. So as soon as I knew that I couldn't go to the Sci-Fi, I was immediately thinking about the Cobb salad. So I went in, asked them. They said, let me see what I can do. Because, you know, they were like trying to really accommodate me to see if they could get a single person in. They looked around. They walked through the dining room, and they just couldn't squeeze me in. And I said, I told them my story that I would have loved to have the Cobb salad. I was really looking forward to that. And they simply just looked at me and said, well, we can order it to take out if you would like. Perfect. And so they took my order, went back, filled it, and came back. The lady said, would you like a drink to take with you as well? And so I got myself a water as well, and they gave me some fresh rolls that were nice and warm. The salad was just as I remembered it. It's just so good, and that house dressing that they put on top of it's perfect. So if you're looking for something quick and easy to get, and you can take out and you can go eat, and I actually just took it, went, sat outside. There's those tables. I think it's for the bakery right around the corner, the Starring Rolls Bakery. And I went, sat down right there, sat in the shade, listened to the Star Wars music, because again, it's Star Wars weekend, and just really enjoyed the food while I got to watch the crowds of people walking around. As soon as I finished that, time to go do some more rides. Rock and Roller Coaster is a favorite of mine, so I quickly ran down Sunset since I was right there. Decided to go. My wait time suggested waiting, and it looked like it was going to be about 50 minutes. And so instead of doing that, I remembered as soon as I got there that they've got a single rider. Well, I'm a single rider. Let's do that. So I got into line and was walking, and I walked straight on up right into the room with the marbles on the doors and the record over your head and stuff like that. I walked right up to that point. And just as I was walking into the room, this family looked at me and they said, "You're by yourself, right?" And yeah. And they handed me a fast pass and said, "Here, we can't use it. There, one person bailed on us, and so we had a single fast pass." And it was actually almost for about the same time that I was in line right now. So I figured, well, let me save it and I'll use it and come back later and maybe catch a second ride since I'm already in the single line. So I waited my turn in single rider line, and it actually ended up being quite a while. It wasn't 50 minutes, but I think it was probably a good 30 minutes in line, which still isn't bad. I got to ride, and it's just as much fun as I remembered. I really, really can't say enough about this roller coaster. It's one of my favorite in the world.
I'd like to introduce our lovely manager.
She's usually not like this.
Yeah, she's usually that worse.
I heard that. Where is my limo? Good. Okay, come on, guys. Please, get in the car. Sorry, folks. We gotta go.
Come on. Chris, can you grab my blacklist, Paul?
Hey, wait a minute. We can't leave these people here like this.
We can't?
Oh! Come on, you know how we feel about our fans.
Yeah, that's right. Well, guys, what do you expect me to do? Send them all with you?
Yeah. How about some backstage passes? Just a thought, Steve.
Wait a minute. I love that idea. How about some backstage passes?
Come on.
Make it happen. Come on.
Okay. I'll make it happen. Get out of here. Super stretch. Great. Okay, folks. Book the show all the way across town. But I got you a really fast car. Okay, wait. It's up, man.
After finishing Rock and Roller Coaster, it's about 15 minutes till the Hyperspace Hoopla. So I run back up Sunset to try and get a spot to see the show. And all of my friends have been saying, go see this show. It's just amazing. So as I got up to Sunset in Hollywood, I made the turn and the crowd is all the way back to here. Now, if you know where the stage is, it's up there by the Sorcerer Hat, which is quite a ways. You really can't see much at this point. You can see the TV screen, which only just constantly plays flips, or they use it for communicating in between. They don't actually show the dancers or anything like that. So from here, all the dancers look pretty small. I can't distinguish features or stuff like that, so it's kind of already wearing on me a little bit. I like the music, but the jokes started falling flat. I've seen the videos. I've seen stuff put out by Ricky Briganti and stuff like, and the Attractions Magazine guys as well, and it seemed like the show was just not nearly as good. This is the last day of the weekend, and you would think that, you know, the jokes would all be just rolling off. They'd be having the most fun with it, and it just seemed to kind of go blah. Well, as I was standing there, I started looking around at the sky, and you could see these storm clouds are really building. They were about to have a massive storm, and it turned out to be one. It turned out to be a really bad one that stuck around for a few hours. But I could quickly tell that this was not going to be good. The show was already a little delayed in starting, and I didn't think it was going to finish in time before the storms hit. So I decided, you know what, I'm not really digging the show as much as I thought I would. let me go catch another ride, and I decided to run back up Sunset and go use that Fast Pass, remember, that I got for for Rock and Roller Coaster, and maybe use the one for Tower of Terror while I'm down there, because they're so close together, I should be able to almost wait out a storm but inside between those two attractions. So I run back up, use my Fast Pass for Rock and Roller Coaster, and again, another great ride. This time, though, with the Fast Pass, I got in and out in no time. It was perfect. I guess everybody was up at the Hyperspace Hoopla instead of riding rides, and so the line actually was really short. As soon as I finished that, I came outside, and the storms were started. There was strong winds, there was lots of thunder, lots of lightning. The rain hadn't quite started its downpour, but it was coming down, big fat drops. So I quickly turned, ran over to Tower of Terror, and made it just under the covering as the rain really started picking up. Walked up, handed in my Fast Pass, and went straight into the library. So it was like no wait at all there, and I'm already inside. I thought this is perfect. Now I'm going to be stuck in the boiler room, and I can enjoy the attraction and the ride without really getting out. And as soon as I came out into the boiler room, I heard them yelling for a single rider, and I was like, no way, they're going to get to me. The cast member walked all the way over, and I was the last person into the line, so I'm standing at the very back of the line, and they go, are you single? Yeah, sure am. Come on. And I jumped straight up to the ride. They were just trying to fill up their attraction, their car, and so it was perfect. I didn't even wait at all for this attraction, maybe a total of 2 minutes, and I'm already on the ride. And as soon as we get into the shaft, you could hear the thunder outside. It was really just going to town, and they shoot you up to the top, and they open up the doors, and it's pouring outside, just buckets, and there's lightning going off outside, and then they've got that virtual lightning on the inside going off, and all the effects, and it's just, it was so surreal. It was perfect, just a great ride on Tower of Terror. The only problem now we've got is it was during just when Fantasmic was supposed to be starting. So as I came out of Tower of Terror, you know that gift shop? Well, it was packed. People are pouring in from the outside. I'm assuming people that were out on Fantasmic or hanging out in the area around were trying to get out of the rain to hide while the storms were really just going. And it was bad. People were trying to get out. People were trying to get in. It was chaos. The poor cast members who were running the store were just almost overwhelmed by the number of people inside their store. They're grabbing ponchos and putting them out, selling them as quickly as they could. And I bought one just because I thought to myself, I'm not going to get stuck in here. I'm not going to spend the rest of the time. I'll throw a poncho on. I'll work from store to store, and I'll make my way somewhere. So I got a poncho, threw it on, and decided what attraction could really, you know, make me stay inside for at least 20 minutes. You know, hopefully the storm will be over by then. There will be a lot to do if I'm inside. And the first thought that came to mind was the Great Movie Ride. And I was hoping to go on this attraction too. So I threw my poncho on, ran up Sunset, made the right turn, and ran up Hollywood and made it to the Great Movie Ride. Soaking my shoes, but every other part of me was, you know, dry. My cameras, my recording equipment, everything else stayed perfectly dry. So that was really good. And as I got there, the cast members were like cheering for me, and I told them my story of Tower of Terror and how bad the storms actually are, because they're, of course, kind of inside and well covered. And so I get inside and took the poncho off and worked my way through the queue, looking at the different displays, because, of course, I'm trying to take my time. And made it all the way into the preview movie room, and there is nobody standing there but one gentleman and the cast member who's queuing things up. So I walk all the way up to the front, and it's going to be just the two of us, it looks like. And so I couldn't believe this. So I'm watching the videos, and you see the train pull up. Somebody peeks their head out, and they decide to go ahead and let that train go, I guess, because there were just two of us. I'm assuming, I don't know if they were getting it out of the rotation for the queue or not, but they just let the train go, and we stood there and we watched trailers for a little bit longer, which again was still fine with me. The next train pulls up and people start pouring out of that one, and this time there's no place for them to go, because of course at the exit everybody is just running into people that didn't want to go out into the rain, so they start backing up, and some people look at the cast member and ask if they can come into the preview area, and they come in and sit down, or some people get back on the ride and ride it again, and they load me and this other family that also came up behind us. So there's maybe 10 new people that are going to go ride this attraction, plus the additional 20 people or so that were on the attraction before that wanted to ride it again. So maybe 30 people out in total are riding the attraction. It was awesome. We had this almost private event. It's just great. And so we got to ride. Great Movie Ride was as good as I remember. Again, we had a really good host or hostess, and she did a great job. And then our the gangster that robbed us also did a really good job. And it was a very fun ride. They stuck right to their script, but it was absolutely very entertaining.
Welcome aboard. At this time, I'd like to ask everyone to please remain seated throughout the show, and please keep your arms and hands inside the vehicle at all times. And for the safety of our cast, we ask you please refrain from use of claustrophobia and external video lighting. Now that we've taken care of business, let's talk about me. My name is Katie, and I'll be your guide for this magical journey into the movies. It's the perfect job for me because I love the movies. Is everybody ready?
Yeah!
Well, great, because it's showtime. Ready when you are, CB.
As soon as I got off the Great Movie Ride, I decided, you know, throw my poncho back on, and let's go to do Toy Story Mania. The hours are dwindling. I'm going to be running out of time here if I don't get it in. So I really wanted to do it. So I put my poncho back on and walk outside, and it's just barely drizzling. It's not raining too much, so I decided, it's perfect. I walked my way over there, made it to Toy Story Mania. This is my first time at Pixar Place. I haven't been back to the studios in years. And so to walk into Pixar Place at night with it all lit up, it was just beautiful. And Toy Story Mania was really awesome. I went into the queue. There was no line here. The line said 40 minutes. It was really more like 10. I got to watch Mr. Potato Head pull his ear out, which I thought, I still think, is the coolest thing. And he was, you know, doing his part, and next thing I knew, I was already on the ride. It was great. So I got to ride. It's a fun ride.
Hey, welcome to our practice game.
Just pull the train.
Lock those ties. Quiet. Coming in fast.
Whoa.
I think they've gotten their hands on it. Way to play, everyone.
Now you get the score point.
This is my second time riding it. The first time was in California Adventure. And I still don't think it's that great of an attraction. I'm a little weird, I guess. I love the show type rides, I think, or the full thrill adventures. These shooter rides or whatever, where you get to ride an attraction and interact with it, I'm fine with interacting, but I just think a video game is not all that exciting. I've got video games at home, some that look better than this in some regards, and so it just doesn't appeal to me. It's not where I really want to spend, you know, 2 hours of time waiting in line for this attraction. It's going to be on my, okay, well, if I got nothing else to do it list. But I don't think I'm going to just drop everything to go do that. I think I actually preferred the Great Movie Ride over Toy Story. But, you know, that's just me. It's a fun attraction. It's very technically well done, but just not my cup of tea. Anyway, so Toy Story finishes. I walk outside. The storms are pretty much done now. There's just little drops of water here and there, and the place has been emptied. Of course, there was supposed to be that late Fantasmic, which I think is pretty much canceled. I didn't actually go look, but it's just been raining so much. So I decided, you know, let me go see if I can take some pictures. I've got my camera. I've got a small tripod. I pull both of those out, and like I said, the park's empty. But of course, with the Fantasmic show supposedly there, they weren't really like trying to usher anybody out. So I had almost like a free reign of an empty park. It was great. And right after the storm, the grounds are wet. You get those great reflection of the lights and all the neon and everything was just, it was awesome. So I started in the back at the Backlot Studio area. Took some pictures there on the streets of America. Came back up by Tatooine Traders. Took some pictures there. Took some pictures in front of the Chinese Theater. And worked my way basically back up Hollywood and took some shots down Sunset. It was great. I'm very pleased with some of the shots that I got. And hopefully maybe some of these will really turn out when I start doing some editing. After that, I headed out of Hollywood Studios. Of course, remember, I thought I had to get back over to the Magic Kingdom. So I hopped the bus, took that back over the Magic Kingdom. And made my way to the bus parking lot, which is where the Mirror Shuttle will appear, and waited there. And as I was waiting there, the Wishes fireworks started. Now, this is almost an hour late. So apparently they delayed their fireworks show because of the storms. And so I got there with perfect time to be able to watch the Wishes fireworks from the bus parking lot. And if you go stand over near the fence, you can actually hear the audio being pumped to some of the speakers just on the other side of those buildings. And what I should have done is just gone around to the other side of the buildings, and I could really be able to listen and enjoy the fireworks with the audio. But it was a fun evening. It just perfect finish to what I was hoping to have happen. Now, my favorite memory from the day will probably have to be riding the Twilight Zone Tower of Terror during the storms. So that's what I think I'm going to share with you today. Make sure you listen for the rain as the doors open and close in the shaft. Now, sit back, relax, close your eyes, and come with me as we travel to another dimension of fun.
In your way?
Okay.
Oh, I'm sorry.
You're welcome.
Bye, you guys.
Yeah. another dimension. A dimension of sound. A dimension of sight. A dimension of mind. You're moving into a land of both shadow and substance, of things and ideas. You just crossed over into the Twilight Zone. Hollywood, 1939. Amid the glitz and the glitter of a bustling young movie town at the height of its golden age, the Hollywood Tower Hotel was a star in its own right, a beacon for the show business elite. Now, something is about to happen that will change all that. Tonight's story of the Twilight Zone is somewhat unique and calls for a different kind of introduction. This, as you may recognize, is a maintenance service elevator, still in operation, waiting for you. We invite you, if you dare, to step aboard, because in tonight's episode, you are the star. And this elevator travels directly to the Twilight Zone.
Ladies and gentlemen, your rooms are now ready. Continue out the door into the corridor to your left.
Wow.
I know.
Jump to the front of the line.
I know. Hold on. So is it raining out there?
It just started.
Yeah. I know. They told me they're like, we'll be green or something because it's pouring. And I'm like, you don't do that ever. So
something
must
be. No. On three? They were saying something about hail and it's major thunderstorm out there right now.
No, so. I don't want my car to be ruined.
Yeah, me too.
Oh, wait, I parked in the garage.
There you go.
Michael, this side.
She's like, so what happens if the power really does go out in this thing? Are you going to stay up top?
We can hold that down and unload for you.
I wouldn't mind that view.
Yeah, I know. Just sit up there.
Doors open, locked in place. Like, yeah.
Exactly.
Alright, hands up in the air.
Actually, it does. Have you ever held something in your hands? It's actually a force. There's a force down.
Oh yeah.
So anything that's sitting here will actually levitate.
See the tennis ball effect.
Yeah. I did it with a water bottle.
Thank you.
One stormy night long ago, five people stepped through the door of an elevator and into a nightmare. That door is opening once again, and this time, it's opening for you.
I was trying to keep it from falling out. I've got my foot around the strap. It's the second one anywhere. But.
Something you won't find. Yeah, the next time you check into a deserted hotel on the docks at Hollywood, make sure you know just how many vacancies you're filling.
Or you may find yourself permanent. Yeah, it's pouring out there.
Of the Twilight Zone.
Those people not leaving is fantastic. I'm
sure it's got to be pouring on them. They've got to be done.
I am so grateful to my friend for being able to help me enjoy these parks. This trip would not be nearly as much fun without him. Plus, I wouldn't have all these great memories to be able to share with you. Now, don't forget, I'll be releasing parts 2 and 3 over the next 2 weeks, so keep checking back for the rest on this trip. As always, if you'd like to make a request or leave me some feedback, stop by the WDW Memories website at wdw-memories.net. There you'll find out how to contact me, leave feedback on this show, connect with me on Google+, Facebook, and Twitter, view my photos on Flickr and videos on YouTube. And don't forget, you can always reach me on the voicemail line at 336-WDW-MEM-0 and leave your request or feedback that way. If you like the show and you want to help others find it, a review on iTunes will help move us up that search results list. Or maybe mention us in a tweet on Facebook, on Google+, or Pinterest, or whatever your social media of choice is to help get the word out about the show. Finally, if you'd like to help support this podcast in some small way, you can click the donate button where you'll be redirected to PayPal. Here you can make a one-time donation or a recurring donation of any amount you like. And don't forget to check out the affiliate links on our website for other great information that helps support this show. As I said before, these funds have gone to help pay for the purchase of this new recorder and will continue to help with the needs of the show. So thanks again for listening, and join me again next week as we relive another Walt Disney World memory. Bye.
Ladies and gentlemen, that was our show. Great tale. What did you think of it?
Great!
Let's have a hand for our show.